Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, December 5th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Narwhal. Leading off today, iPhone 17 Pro offers a much improved camera experience over prior models, but a new Apple support document confirms that one previous camera app feature has been removed. Every year, Apple upgrades the iPhone camera offerings in multiple ways, such as a new center stage front camera this year, a trio of 48-megapixel fusion cameras on the back, and plenty of new software features too, like dual capture. But now users have discovered that one software feature is missing. Night mode can no longer be used while shooting in portrait mode. Portrait mode is one of the most popular camera app features, and it puts the subject of the image in focus while adding a depth effect to the background. And until the iPhone 17 Pro, the feature also integrated with night mode for great low-light portrait images. But an Apple support document confirms that this feature is no longer available on the iPhone 17 Pro. Instead, it's supported on the iPhone 12 Pro through the iPhone 16 Pro. It's highly unusual that a camera feature available on every Pro iPhone since 2020 would all of a sudden be dropped from this year's flagship phone. Both portrait mode and night mode are still features on the iPhone 17 Pro. They just no longer can work together. As of right now, Apple hasn't said anything publicly about why this feature was removed, so it's unclear if it was because of a hardware change or a software limitation that could be addressed in the future. Next up today, Apple's leadership shakeup continues. Apple has announced that two more executives are departing the company. Catherine Adams, Senior Vice President and General Counsel, and Lisa Jackson, Vice President of Environment, Policy, and Social Initiatives. Apple announced the news in a press release, saying that Lisa Jackson is set to retire in late January 2026, while Catherine Adams will retire in late 2026. Jennifer Newstead is joining Apple and will become the company's General Counsel on March 1st. Newstead is a veteran attorney who previously served as the legal advisor of the U.S. Department of State and most recently as Meta's chief legal officer. As part of these transitions, Apple says that Lisa Jackson's government affairs organization will transition to Adams, who will oversee that team until she retires in late 2026. Then, Newstead will take over that team and will become senior vice president, general counsel, and government affairs. Lisa Jackson's Environment and Social Initiatives team will report to Apple's Chief Operating Officer, Sabih Khan. Previously, Lisa Jackson reported directly to Apple CEO, Tim Cook. So by moving the Environment and Social Initiatives team to the Chief Operating Officer, that's one less team reporting to Tim Cook himself. With reports that Apple CEO, Tim Cook, could step down as soon as next year, it makes sense that Apple is reshuffling its organization structure to remove some of the direct reports to Cook. But still, it's important to note that both the departure of Jackson and Adams are not because they're leaving for a competitor. Instead, it's just that they decided to retire, and they and Apple view this as the best time to announce the changes. We are sponsored this week by Narwhal. Smart cleaning pioneer Narwhal is officially launching their Cyber Monday and Black Friday discounts, offering record low prices on its entire lineup at up to 49% off. There's the flagship Narwhal Pro, which now costs just $9.99 instead of $14.99, or the entry-level best value Frio X10 Pro at under $500. This is Narwhal's biggest ever Cyber Monday and Black Friday sales, with record low pricing on every model. Don't miss your chance to bring smart cleaning to your house by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Narwhal for their support of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Running out today, yesterday, Bloomberg broke the news about Alan Dai, Apple's Vice President of Human Interface Design since 2015, departing the company to lead a new design studio at Meta. Apple confirmed the departure in a statement attributed to Tim Cook, adding that 26-year Apple design veteran Steve LeMay will take over Dai's role. John Gruber at Daring Fireball now has some inside info on the reaction inside Apple to this news. LeMay has kept a low profile during his tenure at Apple, but Gruber says that his Apple sources speak highly of LeMay, particularly his attention to detail and craftsmanship. He's described as a career interface and interaction designer. Some people inside Apple do have criticisms of some things LeMay has worked on, such as aspects of iPadOS multitasking. But Gerber says that everyone he's spoken to is, quote, happy, if not downright giddy, at the news that LeMay is replacing Dai, end quote. LeMay is described as well-liked personally and deeply respected talent-wise. One source told Gruber that they didn't think there was a better choice than LeMay. Gruber also said, quote, the sentiment within the ranks at Apple is that today's news is almost too good to be true. People had given up hope that Dai would ever get squeezed out, and no one expected that he'd just up and leave on his own, end quote. In addition to Alan Dai, design deputy Billy Sorrentino is also leaving Apple to join Meta's design studio. Gruber says that the word on the street is that other members of Dai's inner circle are also leaving Apple for Meta with him. And finally, Mark Zuckerberg addressed the news in a post on Threads, saying that the new design studio led by Dai will bring together design, fashion, and technology to define the next generation of our products and experiences. Gruber's full article is well worth a read and can be found at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode and another week of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, it's very helpful to us if you head to Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and a review. You can find an ad-free version at 9to5mac.com/join for $5 a month or $50 a year. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.